Title: Break Phrasing for Drops Masterclass Without Third-Party Plugins Advanced. All right, let's do an advanced drum and bass drop lesson that's not about finding new samples and not about buying new plugins. This is about phrasing. The reason some drops feel like they grab the room by the collar isn't that the break is better. It's that the break is speaking in sentences. Here's the mindset for the whole lesson. Setup, statement, variation, turnaround. Like language. If your drop is just a two-bar loop that happens for 64 bars, your listener's brain stops paying attention. But if you give them landmarks, they lock in. They can feel where they are in the story. We are building a 16-bar drop, totally extendable to 32, using one break, sliced into a drum rack, plus stock Ableton processing and automation. The core goal is, make the break feel like it's talking, evolve the drop without piling on layers, and make bars 8 and 16 hit like they actually mean something. Step 0. Set your context. Set tempo somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. If you want the safe modern default, go 174. Now decide swing strategy early, because this affects everything later. If you're going for tight neuro or techie stuff, you may want no groove at all. If you're going for jungle, roller, anything with a bit of swagger, you can use groove pool with something like swing 16-55, but keep the amount subtle. Think 10 to 20%. Not 60. And a quick advanced note, if your break already has swing baked into it, let the sample do the talking. Don't stack big swing on top of swing unless you want it to stumble. Step 1. Choose and prep your break, and warp it properly. Drag your break into an audio track. Turn on warp. For DNB breaks, warp mode on beats is usually the move, because you want crisp transients. Set preserve to transients. Turn transient loop mode off, because you want control of tails later, not automatic looping that smears your groove. Now make sure the loop is truly perfect for one bar or two bars. This part matters more than people think. If the loop start and end are even slightly off, every slice later inherits that slop. When you've got a clean loop selection, consolidate it. Command or Control J. And here's a trick that saves you from warp marker madness. If the break feels late or early as a whole, don't start moving warp markers everywhere. Nudge the clip start. Fix the relationship to the grid first, then slice. Step 2. Convert to slices. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. Use the built-in slicing preset so you get a straightforward, simpler in-drum rack setup. Now open up a pad and check the simpler settings. For break slices, put simpler in one shot so hits play cleanly. Usually, turn warp off inside simpler for tighter slices. And set voices to 1 so slices don't overlap, and smear unless you specifically want overlap for a certain messy jungle texture. But start with voices 1. It forces clarity. At this point, you have controlled chaos. That's what we want. Step 3. Build the sentence using 4-bar phrase logic. Inside your drop, think in 4-bar blocks. Bar 1 is the statement, cleanest groove. Bar 2 is response, a small change. Bar 3 is either the statement again or a slight lift. Bar 4 is the turnaround, a fill, a choke, a retrigger, a stop, something that says we're about to loop, but we're not asleep at the wheel. So open the MIDI clip triggering your drum rack. Start by building a 1-bar groove you actually like, not a placeholder, a groove you would happily loop for 32 bars if you had to. Teacher note, decide your identity anchors now. Pick one or two things that stay constant across the entire drop. Usually it's the main snare placement, and maybe one signature hat texture that returns every 4 bars. Protect those anchors. If your edits start undermining the anchor, your groove loses authority. Once your 1-bar groove feels right, duplicate it out to 4 bars. Now edit with discipline. For bar 2, add 1 or 2 ghost slices just before the snare. Think 16THS or 32NDS. Short and low velocity. That's your response. For bar 3, remove something. Yes, remove. Bass is groove. Bass is also perceived confidence. If every bar gets busier, the drop has nowhere to go. For bar 4, do a turnaround. Keep it simple. A quick stutter, a mini fill, or even a deliberate hard stop. Here's the rule to tattoo on your brain. Don't change everything. Change one idea per bar. That's phrasing. That's what turns edits into language instead of decoration. Step 4. Velocity, ghosting, and timing. This is where the role lives. Velocity first. Ghost slices live low. Think 20 to 50 velocity. Your main snare or impact slices sit up around 90 to 115. Hats and textures often live in the middle, maybe 55 to 85, depending on how aggressive you want the top end to feel. You can draw velocities directly in the MIDI clip, and you should. but there's also a faster workflow if you want consistent ghost behavior on certain pads. Add a velocity MIDI effect before simpler on the pads you use for ghosts, so even if you play them in, they behave like ghosts. Now micro timing. This is advanced, but it's the difference between nice break and how was this moving like that. Turn off global quantize while you're doing the fine work. Then commit to a logic, not randomness. Here's a clean system. Urgency layer. Ghost note slightly early, like -5 to -15 milliseconds. Backbeat layer. Main snare body dead on. Drag layer. Some tails or shuffles slightly late, +5 to +12 milliseconds. If your offsets are consistent, it reads as funk. If they're random, it reads as sloppy. That's the discipline. If you have the note delay MIDI effect in your version of Live, it's great for systematic offsets. If you don't, just nudge notes in the piano roll. Either way, the goal is the same, a controlled feel. Step 5. Scale the idea to a full 16-bar drop without loop fatigue. Take your best 4-bar phrase, duplicate it to 16 bars. Now we're going to create evolution, but we're not going to rewrite everything. We're going to do small, intentional changes that create the illusion of constant motion. Here's a strong 16-bar map. Bars 1 to 4. Core groove. Minimal variation. Establish authority. Bars 5 to 8. Increased edits and a tiny bit more brightness. Bars 9 to 12. Pullback. Fewer ghosts. Create headroom. Bars 13 to 16. Peak complexity. Strongest turnaround into whatever comes next. And here's the practical rule for each 4-bar chunk. Change only 4 things total. 1 fill, 1 stutter, 1 removal, and 1 energy automation move. That's it. If you do more than that, you can, but you're more likely to destroy your landmarks. Quick coach note. Bar 9 should not be a copy-paste yawn. Give bar 9 a real midpoint event. Remove one key ghost pattern for 2 bars, or switch to an alternate snare slice for exactly 2 bars, then return at bar 13. That return feels like a second drop without changing your kit. Step 6. Turnarounds that slam, especially bars 8 and 16. Bars 8 and 16 are non-negotiable. If those bars don't clearly signal a boundary, your drop feels flat. The listener might not consciously know why, but they'll feel it. Pick 1 or 2 turnaround techniques per turnaround. Don't stack everything every time, or you flatten your own impact. Option 1. Snare flam or retrig. Add a 30-second note snare slice just before the main snare. Lower its velocity so it feels like a flam, not a second snare trying to steal the moment. Option 2. Tape stop illusion, stock only. You can do this with an audio approach. Duplicate the break audio for the fill moment, change warp mode to tones, and automate transpose down fast, like -12 to -24, right at the end. Short and violent. Or you can use frequency shifter in a subtle ring mod style for instability, just as a quick what was that moment. Option 3. Stutter gate with beat repeat. Put beat repeat on the break group, set mix to 0% normally, and automate mix to maybe 20-40% just for the last half bar. Interval around 1/8, grid 1/16 or 1/32, chance 20-35%. Turn the filter on inside beat repeat so your low end stays stable. This is key. Don't let the stutter destroy your weight. Option 4. Hard stop. Delete the last 1/8 or 1/16 right before the downbeat. And then, maybe you add a tiny reverb tail on the snare only, so it breathes into the reset. And I want this to land. Silence is a drum hit. Indeed, NB, silence can be the loudest thing you do. One more turnaround coach note. Don't let fills steal the downbeat. If your turnaround is so dense that bar 1 loses authority, you've made the wrong trade. The turnaround should frame the reset, not compete with it. Also, escalation plan. Bar 16 should always win. Bar 8 can be a smaller stutter plus a short silence. Bar 16 can be a longer silence plus a stronger retrig, or a more extreme pitch move. If bar 8 and bar 16 are equally intense, the section boundary feels like nothing happened. Step 7. Stock processing chain on a break group. Group your break tracks into a break group and process the group. Keep it clean, loud, and controlled. Start with EQ 8. High pass around 25-35 Hz to clean junk. If it's boxy, a small cut around 200-350, 1-3 dB. If you need air, a gentle shelf up around 7-10 K, but be careful. Break highs get harsh fast. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5-20 depending on the sample. Crunch from 0-20 if you want grit. Boom usually stays low in DNB because you don't want to fight the sub. Damp to tame brittle highs. Transients +5 to +20 if you need bite. Then saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive 1-6 dB. Soft clip on. And level match the output. always. Loudness lies. Glue compressor is optional. Try attack 3 ms for control, or 10 ms for more punch. Release on auto. Ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're doing more than that, you're probably changing the groove. Then utility. Manage width. Brakes often sound cool wide, but clubs punish sloppy stereo. Try 70 to 100% width. Keep it controlled. If you're layering modern kick and snare separately, do not let the brake own the low end. High pass the brake higher, even up to 80 to 120 Hz, so it becomes character and movement, not the main punch. Advanced sound cleanup if needed. Use EQ8 in mid-side mode. High pass the side higher than the mid, like 250 to 600 Hz, so low mid punch stays centered. And if hats get splashy, a tiny dip on the side around 8 to 12K can stop the stereo from washing out your snare. Step 8. Phrase energy with automation. This is the master move. Instead of adding new layers, automate perceived intensity. Put an auto filter on the brake group. Use a high pass or a gentle filter shape, and automate the cutoff slightly higher in busier sections. Not huge. Subtle. You're creating the sense of lift. Automate drum bus drive a little into turnarounds. Automate saturator drive maybe plus 1 or 2 dB in bars 13 to 16. And automate reverb send on snare slices only during fills. Keep it clean most of the time, so the space moments actually feel like events. Here's a simple automation plan that works constantly. Bars 1 to 4, stable, no drama. Bars 5 to 8, slightly brighter, filter opens a bit. Bars 9 to 12, pull it back, close the filter slightly, reduce ghosts. Bars 13 to 16, open the filter and add a bit of drive, then hard reset on bar 17. That reset is important. If you never reset, the ear adapts and your peak stops feeling like a peak. Now two advanced variation options you can use if you want your 16 bars to feel alive without writing 16 unique bars. First, probability phrasing, live 11 and up. Put optional ghost notes on 1/16 or 1/32. Set probability to 15 to 40%. Then add 2 or 3 rare hits at 5 to 10%. Now the loop has movement, but your landmarks stay intact. Second, velocity to sample start humanization inside simpler. This audio version is shortened for playback.